Hello and welcome to another episode where we delve into the fascinating world of tech developments. Today, we're starting with a look at Inside India's scramble for AI independence.
India faces significant structural challenges in developing foundational AI models due to its diverse languages. However, the government determined not to fall behind in the AI race.
That's intriguing. How are Indian startups like Cognitive Lab and Socket AI Labs navigating these challenges?
Aditya Kolavi from Cognitive Lab sees potential in creating disruptive models with fewer resources, inspired by China's DeepSeek. Meanwhile, Socket AI Labs' Abhishek Upperwal highlights the struggle for funding as his model Pragna 1B competes with global giants.
It's fascinating how resource constraints can spur innovation. What broader impacts could this have on India's tech landscape?
India's push for AI independence could reshape its tech industry, fostering homegrown talent and reducing reliance on Western technology. This could lead to more tailored AI solutions for its multilingual population.
Speaking of unique tech stories, let's shift to Silicon Valley and discuss who is Soham Parekh, the serial moonlighter startups can't stop hiring.
Soham Parekh has become a sensation for working at multiple startups simultaneously, unbeknownst to them. His story went viral after a CEO's warning on social media.
That's quite a tale. What makes Parekh so appealing to these companies despite the controversy?
Parekh's skills and ability to juggle multiple roles make him attractive. His story highlights a growing trend of flexible work arrangements in tech, though it raises ethical questions about transparency.
It's a complex situation. Now let's dive deeper into the tech community's reaction. And everyone in tech has an opinion about Soham Parekh.
The tech industry is buzzing with opinions about Parekh. Many see him as a symbol of Silicon Valley's fast-paced, high-stakes environment, while others criticize his lack of transparency.
How is this affecting startup culture and hiring practices?
Startups may become more cautious in hiring, emphasizing thorough background checks. This case might prompt discussions on the balance between flexibility and accountability in tech roles.
From startups to electric vehicles, let's explore Slate Auto drops under $20,000 pricing after Trump administration ends federal EV tax credit.
Slate Auto, backed by Jeff Bezos, had to revise its pricing strategy after the federal EV tax credit ended. This $7,500 incentive was crucial for their affordable EV model.
What impact does this have on Slate Auto's market strategy?
Without the tax credit, Slate needs to find new ways to keep their EVs affordable, perhaps through cost reductions or alternative incentives. This change could challenge their market positioning.
It's a pivotal moment for the EV market. Now on to social media innovation, with Meta has found another way to keep you engaged, chatbots that message you first.
Meta is testing proactive chatbots that initiate conversations with users on platforms like Messenger and WhatsApp. These bots aim to boost engagement by offering personalized interactions.
That's a novel approach. How do these chatbots function technically?
The chatbots, trained by Aligner, can start conversations based on user interests and past interactions. They use AI to offer recommendations and enhance user experience.
This could redefine user interaction on social media. Let's move to funding news, with Y Combinator alum launched a new $34 million fund dedicated to YC startups, backed by Gary Tan.
Kulveer Tagar, a YC alum, launched Phosphor Capital, a $34 million fund focused on YC startups. This fund aims to capitalize on the high success rates of YC companies.
What makes Phosphor Capital stand out among other venture firms?
Phosphor is unique as it's led by a solo general partner and exclusively targets YC startups, leveraging Tagger's insider knowledge and connections within the YC community.
It's a strategic move in the world of venture capital. Now let's discuss Cluely's ARR doubled in a week to $7 million, founder Roy Lee says. But rivals are coming.
Cluely's new enterprise product has propelled its ARR to $7 million in just a week. However, founder Roy Lee notes that competition is intensifying.
How is Cluely planning to maintain its growth amid rising competition?
Cluely focuses on enhancing its AI-driven tools that analyze online conversations and provide real-time insights, aiming to stay ahead by continuously innovating its offerings.
It's a dynamic market for AI solutions. Let's transition to consumer tech with adding calendar events with a screenshot is AI at its finest.
Apple's iOS 26 introduces a feature where users can add calendar events by taking screenshots. This showcases AI's potential in simplifying daily tasks.
A practical application indeed. How does this feature compare to similar technologies?
While Android offers a comparable feature, Apple's implementation is praised for its seamless integration and ease of use, marking a significant step in AI utility for consumers.
It's great to see AI enhancing everyday life. Now, let's explore the music industry's stance. With Deerhoof did not want its music funding AI battle tech, so it ditched Spotify.
Deerhoof left Spotify due to ethical concerns over its founder's investment in AI-driven defense technologies. The band seeks to align its distribution with its values.
How might this decision influence other artists on streaming platforms?
Deerhoof's move could inspire other artists to reconsider platform choices based on ethical considerations, potentially leading to a shift in how music is distributed.
It's a bold stance in the digital music era. Let's shift to legal matters with YouTube, Trump having productive discussions over censorship case.
YouTube and Trump are reportedly nearing a settlement in a censorship case from 2021. This follows similar settlements by other tech giants.
What could this mean for future tech company policies on content moderation?
Settlements like these might encourage tech companies to refine their content policies, balancing free speech with platform safety amid ongoing legal scrutiny.
It's a complex issue for tech governance. Now let's talk about a startup's AI bots scour web for social sentiment.
Nectar Social uses AI bots to analyze social sentiment, providing businesses with insights into consumer opinions. This approach is gaining traction in AI-driven marketing.
How effective are these AI tools in capturing social trends?
These tools offer real-time analysis of social media conversations, helping companies adapt strategies based on public sentiment, thus enhancing marketing effectiveness.
It's a powerful tool for modern marketing. Now, let's discuss NVIDIA nears $4 trillion market cap.
NVIDIA is on the brink of a $4 trillion market cap driven by its dominance in AI and gaming. This marks a significant milestone in its growth trajectory.
What factors are contributing to NVIDIA's rapid ascent?
Strong demand for NVIDIA's AI chips, especially the Blackwell series, coupled with strategic partnerships, has fueled investor confidence and market valuation.
It's a remarkable achievement for NVIDIA. Let's transition to data challenges with startups navigate walled-off data.
Startups are finding innovative ways to access and utilize data as major firms restrict data sharing. This environment is reshaping competitive strategies.
How are startups adapting to these data restrictions?
Startups like Glean and Cresta are forming partnerships and developing proprietary technologies to circumvent data barriers, ensuring continued innovation and growth.
It's a strategic battlefield in the data-driven world. Now, on to quantum technology, with Israeli quantum startup Kedma just raised $26 million, with IBM joining in.
Kedma, focusing on error mitigation software for quantum computing, raised $26 million with IBM's support. This underscores the growing interest in quantum technologies.
What makes Kedma's approach to quantum computing unique?
Kedma's QSIM software addresses noise and error issues, crucial for the practical application of quantum computers in fields like finance and drug discovery.
Quantum computing is indeed a frontier of innovation. Finally, let's look at writer CEO May Habib to take the AI stage at TechCrunch Disrupt 2025.
May Habib, CEO of Writer, will discuss AI's role in content creation at TechCrunch Disrupt 2025. Her insights are highly anticipated in the AI community.
What can we expect from her session at the event?
Habib will likely address how AI is transforming content creation across industries, sharing strategies and insights that could shape future AI applications.
It's sure to be an enlightening discussion. That's all for today's episode. Stay tuned for more tech insights next time.